Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I noticed Pony was included on the message, and yet no Pony signature.
Well, when he leaves early.
He does.
Yeah.
You don't sign.
Questions abound, according to this listener.
Yes.
Can Pony ride? I must say goodbye to my little prostate. He is a troublesome lad.
I love the tone of this letter.
But he had a good run, needless to say. I am eager to see him go. This means that I will no longer need to have prostate MRIs or prostate biopsies, both unwelcome visitors in an unwelcoming place. Feel free, shoot on sight anybody that participates in elder abuse. I'm talking about people in the nursing home.
Oh,
you know, set up the little ring camera.
Yeah.
Check them out. Yeah. See that if you want to do that.
Absolutely.
So that's
but
story.
This set show up. Doesn't count. We're allowed to give Mike a hard time. That's not elder abuse.
God bless. Let's open up the mailbag.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get started on the Mike O'Mara Show, I want to share a picture and an amazing fact with all of you today. Take a look at that.
Aww.
Take a look. Can you see that little picture?
Aww, yeah. That's your mom, Carla, and Michael.
That
you born Michael?
That is my mom, Carla, and Michael. And are you boys, I mean, you want to feel old? You'll feel old like I feel old. Today is my mom's 100th birthday.
Get out. Is it really?
Can you believe that?
I can't. Wow. I can't.
Can you believe that? That makes me old. That makes me an old man.
Oh, wow.
And the family, you know, started early this morning. This woman was very, very beloved. My niece's husband says I still consider her my Nana. She was the best. Feel lucky to have had so much time with her. And I regret that my son didn't, but reflecting on her birthday and everybody talking about her, and we lost her 5 years ago.
Well, you know,
just,
that picture is an awesome thing because that picture will help him reinstall memories that, he was held by his Nana.
I think about that, awesome. Mike. I think about that with my pops right now where I'm like, man, if we're going to start a family, we should start having babies soon before the Rona gets my dad in Bolivia.
Right.
And I look at Shannon and she looks at me and she's like, we don't have an oven.
How can you have one in the oven, Mike, if you have no oven?
If you have no oven. Before we get to the mailbag, I will share a story for we have a slightly older demographic with our listeners. So a lot of people have gone through this type of thing and a lot of people will go through it. You boys probably will go through it as well. And it's when you have a parent that you have to take care of, that has to, you know, move on and get ready for the, you know, the assisted living and do all that. So my mom
did a lot of that with my grandfather, so I can absolutely relate. You know,
I it's funny. I remember things with my mom more than I did with my father, and more than I have with just moments in life because she was with us a lot longer. And the thing I remember most was, my mom moved out of my childhood home, I think when she was about 90, about 10 years ago. Okay. She moved out of my childhood home. And my sister, Kathy, was just phenomenal. I don't think there's any way that I will ever be able to express my gratitude for all the work she did transitioning my mom to an assisted living place up near Kathy's home in Boston. And she was down in a little town that I was raised in called Glastonbury, Connecticut, which is the home of Candace Bushnell of Sex and the City,
right,
and Mike O'Mara and Laura Ingraham.
Also, the Brickyard.
The Brickyard. The Brickyard.
And what was that pizza place?
It's a bar, if I'm not mistaken.
Gino's.
Gino's Pizza, no longer with us.
And now one of the nicest guys down here is a guy named Gino, who always is so nice to my son when I'm over there playing golf with him. But let me get back to the story.
So the transition is going on,
and she's, and I think I've told this story on the air before. I love telling this story. It's one of my favorite stories about my mom. And I am staying in touch with Kathy about what facility she's going to and back and forth. But Kathy, make no mistake, is doing all the work while I'm down in, you know, down in the D.C. area. And so the thing finally comes through, and my mom picks out a place, and we're going back and forth about how wonderful it is, and it's great, and it's all this. And it's time for me to see the place she's going to be living in. And it's a sad time for me because, you know, this is the house I grew up in and the house that's always been there. It's this tiny little house we have in my hometown. And it was the center of activity for our family. So I fly up to the Boston area, and I have Carla with me. I have my daughters with me, and we have my sister and all of us and my mother. And we're all in one car driving out to see this assisted living facility.
Yes.
Wonderful, beautiful place. I'll give them a plug. They're called Carlton Willard. And she enjoyed her last 5 years of her life, roughly, at that facility. And they do things. I could go into the detail. It's so heart-wrenching when you think about it, but it's sweet as well. But as we're going out there, ultimately, this is an assisted living place, and it's also attached to a nursing home. And you know what's happening. This is the last visit right here. Mm-hmm. And so we are driving out, and I mean the car is jammed, right? And my mom's in the back seat with Carla and my two daughters. It's packed. We're driving out. And as we're driving out, my sister begins the explanation of this assisted living facility.
Because she knows the drill, because she's been there, right?
Yeah. Carlton Willard, she starts telling the story, and my mom's driving, and we're driving, it's beautiful New England morning, and we're driving out there, and just in the suburbs of Boston, and she says, so, this is just a great place. Now, phase one, they've got the phases here. Phase one is the condo. You get your own condo, you can have your own car, you can drive into the city of Boston, and you're free to do what you want. You can get on the meal plan, you can get off the meal plan. It doesn't mean you can have your meals at home, you can take them in your room, it doesn't matter, but that's what you do at phase two, if they have a helper to come in and help you. If things, daily tasks become a little more difficult, you need a little more assistance. That's why it's assisted living. Mm. They have people that can help you. You know, you've got something you can't get off a shelf. You want to hang up a picture on the wall, little stuff that maybe is too difficult for an elderly person. They come in and they do. That's phase two. Now, phase three, your condo is located right next to a full-fledged nursing facility. And if you need it, you transition out of your condo and into the nursing facility where they have great care and access to a local hospital so that you can get your care when you need it. At that moment, as she is describing phase three, we drive by what would be described as a quaint, because you can call them quaint, New England cemetery.
Of course.
With a stone wall going up a hilly road and tombstones that have probably been in there since the 1700s.
Yeah, easy.
This old New England cemetery. And Kathy looks out the window and points out, she says, and that would be phase four.
I love
and
that
5 years
story.
Later, it was true. There was phase four. She went into phase four. So happy birthday, Mom. And I'll tell you, nobody laughed harder than my mom about that. And I wish all of you with older parents that you are blessed enough and lucky enough to have a woman like my mom who made the transition for us, because it's tough on the kids well as on the parent. And you got certain parents that go screaming and kicking into a situation like this. And, you know, for those of you that are maybe closer to the assisted living than you are to the parent, to kids thing, go easy on your kids. You know, I mean, I'd love to say that everybody could move. Everybody could move in with their children, but it doesn't always work that way. Whatever the case is, make a make your don't lay a guilt trip on your kids. They're doing the best they can in some cases, and some kids are just warehousing their parents in a nasty little facility. And by the way, you have my shoot on site. Feel free shoot on site anybody that participates in elder abuse. I'm talking about people in the nursing home.
Oh,
you know, set up the little Ring camera.
Yeah,
check them out. Yeah. See that if you want to do that. Absolutely. So that's
but
the story.
This set show up. Doesn't count. We're allowed to give Mike a hard time. That's not elder abuse.
God bless. Let's open up the mailbag. You prick. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Thank you for sharing that, Mike.
That's right. Love
that story. Well, that life was about well me. Lived and a woman mm-hmm. who gave back as long as she possibly could.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's fun. From her. Yeah. And loved by so many people. Happy birthday. Happy 100th birthday, Mama.
That's great, man.
Hey, here's our first letter in the mailbag today. Hey, friends. I'm the guy who posted the TCOS picture to the TMOS Facebook show. Fan yeah. page. I am a huge fan of the show, and I've been listening since early 2010. I've been a bonus show subscriber from the beginning, and I honestly don't understand why more people don't subscribe. To be honest, it's the least that I can do for my favorite podcast. Isn't That's, that right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that right? Please. Isn't that great?
Perfect. Say it a lot, Damone.
You have been with me for some of the most important moments in my life. The birth of my son, Dylan, my marriage to my box wife, Shelley. She's a knockout. The birth of my daughter, Charlie. Two moves and two job changes. Two so far. I'm in the middle of a negotiation right now. Sounds like your old man, Rob.
I know.
You've always been there to provide an outlet to the stress. A much-needed distraction and a dose of joy when it was needed. I remember where I was when Mike announced that he was going to be a father again. I remember where I was. I was in our living room in Manassas.
Yes.
I remember with you boys. I remember where I was when Oscar told the story of his engagement. I remember where I was when Rob announced that Julia would be attending his alma mater. In its various forms, you have been there for me as an escape from the stresses and frustrations of life. Words cannot express my gratitude. When I speak to my wife about something that happened on the podcast, I simply refer to it as the show. I hope you receive that as high praise. I certainly do. Absolutely. What a wonderful letter. That's all I got. So I will hang up and listen. Thanks for everything you do. Stay safe. Brian Madej. And that's awesome. What
that's
a great,
great
letter to start
10 out of 10.
With. Isn't that
something
fantastic?
Sweet.
That's very sweet. Next letter says, hello, TMOS Nation. Well, the quarantine has given me ample time to clean out some drawers and sort through old papers. Today I found this lovely card from my favorite podcast. Now, it looks like, what is that, Rob?
That is exactly. the Christmas card that came with the fruitcakes this year. And it's the one
wonderful.
That was personally autographed by you, me, and Oscar.
That's wonderful. I noticed Pony was included on the message, and yet no Pony signature.
Well. Well, when he leaves early.
He does.
Yeah.
You don't sign.
Questions abound, according to this listener.
Yes.
Can Pony write? Can Pony write? That's the title. That's the title of the new book. Does Pony not have arms? Is Pony real or AI? Is Pony one of Mike's characters? Mike as Pony.
This seems to be the most plausible scenario.
It explains the Japan trip cancellation, the constant tension between Mike and Pony. The constant tension is just two different personalities. As far apart as personalities could be.
As However, different and night and day.
But listen, when it comes to Ponyboy Matt Bloom, I think it's important for me to occasionally point out the bonding elements that we have with our relationship, too. We bond politically, very much
oh,
so.
Oh, my God.
We bond on television.
Yeah.
Pony has recommended great shows to me, and he's usually spot on. He's got a great eye for that type of thing.
Similar body types.
Alcohol. We both enjoy a good cocktail once in a while. It explains the the lack of the fourth signature also answers a big question. I had posted this on eBay to make some extra cash during these hard COVID times, and it failed to bring the requested $15,000.
Love it.
Are you kidding me? Clearly, this is due to Pony's missing signature. In any case, thanks for all you guys do, especially during this time of quarantine. It is a much needed commodity. That's I like calling our show a commodity.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I
think so, yeah.
Breakfast with Larry, Chuck W. That's right. I like that person.
Pony from Fairfax, Virginia writes in that he can only type. He cannot actually write.
Oh, and even he's not that good of a typist.
failure of the American educational system. Next letter. Hello, everyone at TMOS and TMOS Nation. You have taken me through many difficult things in my life, deaths of loved ones and a divorce and plenty of other things. I am a longtime listener dating back to the WJFK days. Now I face a new challenge. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer a few weeks ago. That sucks. My prognosis is excellent, and I know that I am in good shape. However, it is still scary, you bet. On Friday, April 24th, 2020, I must say goodbye to my little prostate. He is a troublesome lad.
I love the tone of this letter.
But he had a good run, needless to say. I am eager to see him go. This means that I will no longer need to have prostate MRIs or prostate biopsies, both unwelcome visitors in an unwelcoming place. That's a funny letter. I should mention all of this was done without so much as someone buying me coffee or even lunch. This guy's funny. No Barry White. No Ed Sheeran. This is a funny letter. No special lighting. Nothing. No call or text the next day. I have emotions, you know. Sad.
Sad.
Our listeners are funny people. I am hoping that my surgery will be concluded on time and that I can watch the cocktail party since it will be later that day. I love somebody going in for major surgery and they're thinking about our cocktail party. That was the best thing we ever did.
It's great.
Mike, all we have is we come in second right after cancer.
By the way, this may be welcome news or not welcome news for the people I work with. I will be pre-gaming a little bit for our 7 p.m. start.
Hey, Mike, quick question. Can you look over your left shoulder for a sec?
Yeah.
You have like a little Jor-El from Krypton ringlet on your head. Like a little Superman ringlet of hair right on the corner there. Other side. Like other side. Yeah. There it is.
Okay,
much better.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were looking a little like Betty Boop there.
I don't see the clear picture you guys see, which
well,
sucks.
Now you look. I know this in perfect high resolution.
Mike, you're good
gorgeous.
Now. You're good. Gorgeous.
I just don't. I wish my, you know, all the technologies have their different quirks. I wish the Zoom technology gave me a better shot. That's
what
I'm
saying. You could see just yourself if you want and not us.
No, that's true. No, that would be horrible. Anyway.
That's how I do it.
I'm hoping that my surgery will be concluded on time to watch the cocktail party. The next 6 weeks will involve slow recovery, incontinence, and a temporary bout of erectile dysfunction. The ED will be a relief as I will be able to finally get some thinking done.
Yes.
This is a beautifully written letter. Please hoist a cocktail for me, and I shall hoist my yellow bag to all of you. Keep up the funny. We all need it. Full stream ahead. Ben Ramsey of Sacramento, California. 2 weeks in a row, two phenomenal letters. Ben, God bless you, and I hope you get through it with flying colors. Our next letter says, thanks, guys. Just got my TMOS t-shirt and hoodie in the mail. God bless you all for doing that for us. We appreciate that, and everybody showing the colors. It's humbling. I'm so impressed. Perfect sizing, and the graphics are great. I'm enjoying wearing them. I will show them off at my office's WebEx staff meeting next week. Health and happiness to all of you at TMOS. Becky Brown.
Becky Brown.
Becky Brown of Portland, Oregon. A little advice for Becky Brown. I don't know if she ever gets to the D.C. area, but Becky Brown, if you're ever in the D.C. area, you want to go see the ocean, the closest is Ocean City, we're hoping, Delaware, to the D.C. area. But if you're heading down there through Annapolis, Becky Brown, you might want to stop off at the Whitehall Inn.
Really?
Wonderful place. And when Becky Brown pulls off the highway and brings her family inside, I would recommend that Becky Brown and family try the Whitehall's fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you.
Gets never has so much every, been every done time. For a restaurant that is so closed.
And so like now grass grown. I mean, probably an empty lot or probably something else there.
Like, there's nothing on that lot. Last I checked about a year ago when I went towards Annapolis.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yes. Yeah, not exactly. People are flying now. People are trying to get to the ocean. Yeah. They're not stopping at that part of the world.
No.
Many restaurants. However, I will say the Szechuan Gourmet restaurant, not Peking Gourmet, but Szechuan Gourmet, right on a little corner strip mall, used to be my go-to for Chinese food.
Also, that McDonald's right before you get onto the Bay Bridge.
Oh, yes.
My God, a hotbed of activity.
Right off
the
to
red
the right.
Hot and blue. The red hot and yeah. blue there with the pink. Red hot and blue.
You get off at St. Margaret's Road exit. That's it. But that you really got to have your thinking cap on for that because you're not close to the Bay. You're not really at the Bay Bridge yet. Unlike the McDonald's, where I think you can see the spires of the Bay Bridge. The red hot and blue. I never was a red hot. And
I
blue
feel
fan.
Like the red well, red hot and blue is good. How dare you?
I like it.
Don't care for it.
Okay.
No.
Well, regardless, I think that type of meal before the bridge is is troublesome, especially if you've got a family with you.
Yeah, keep in mind that bridge is 4 miles long. That's a big bridge.
Yeah, if you're one of those bridge phobic people, don't have
like
the dry
Maddie Masiello.
Ribs.
Maddie Masiello and the dry rub blues.
Very, very scary. Next letter. This is the last letter we have
it
here.
Is. Yes, it is.
Got a poem. Hello. I've fallen a couple of days behind and have just gotten around to hearing about Mike's back scratcher incident. Oh, no. You know, you hope they forget and then don't. I have a 5-month-old baby and I read to her before bedtime. She sits on my lap as we pull out the same book every night. Good night, Moon. Oh, I see what's coming. She bangs the pages with her hands in excitement and anticipation. As I recall, Carla's last words to Mike that evening were, "Good night, Taint." And I couldn't help but imagine reading that book to my daughter. And yes, here it is. I saw that there was prose here, so he's got "Good night, Taint."
Yes.
Here we go.
Please.
In the great toilet room, there was a need to scratch with a wooden loon. And there were three little itches hiding in his britches and Carla's two eyes that were in for a surprise. O'Mara reached for his fowl and let out a growl. As the door crashed in, a silhouette saw him sin. It's not what you think, the duck held in his embrace. Was that duck's face in the no-no place?
Oh, my God.
Good night, Taint. Good night, Taint. Sweet. Sincerely, David G. from Dallas, Texas. Rob, start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen terrible to the poem. Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman or?
Oh no.
No. I'm.
Oh no.
I'm nothing.
He's a murderer.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a salesman. I'm gonna start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
Nah. I'm not. I don't really have any, money or.
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo,
the
man, 7. Bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly brie time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara.
Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Each week, we spotlight great cities and towns all over the world for you. If you happen to be in one of them, send them to Rob Spiewak, Rob with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we might spotlight your little area of the world, like Marengo, Iowa. Marengo!
That's a suburb.
Mexico City, Mexico. That's a big, big city.
Yes, metropolis.
I've
millions
been there, Mike.
Of people. You've been to Mexico
yeah,
City?
Spent a full, massive, lived for a summer in Mexico City.
Massive
what?
Town?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Stadio Olimpico?
Oh, did you design the Estadio Olimpico? Second Something About Mary reference in the show today. Manchester in the UK, Dry Prong, Louisiana, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, and So-So, Mississippi. Always great to take a big chug of soda prior to doing this commercial. Bear with me.
Is it riding up a bit?
Thank you.
Burr. He just clear. Said burr.
Basketball is benched. The PGA Tour, no more, and no one is taking anyone out to the ball game. It's a rough time, sports fans. No sports, no problems, because our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let you get down. Stay sane and stay entertained with games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. There's no quarantine on fun. Thanks to MyBookie. I enjoyed MyBookie for like 8 hours the other night. It was dark. Everybody was sleeping, and there I was with my James Bond slot machine. It's not just video poker. MyBookie has live casino dealers. They really do. I did this. I went to one of their live sites, and there they are. You're looking at a very, well, she happened to be a very, very attractive dealer who was really live dealing with everybody from all over the world. It was weird. Technology
is
amazing.
I gotta get into
this. Love that.
Jeez.
I do that.
Seriously, knock out like HBO's Westworld and then tune into the MyBookie site and get your virtual dealer. It's not fake. It's not a robot.
Right.
Anyway, MyBookie has partnered with some of the leading esports brands also to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. You're going to love MyBookie, and you can trust an industry leader, MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win. You
Woo!
Get paid.
Oh!
Hey, baby. Baby.
Oh, baby. Oh.
Hey, baby. Oh. All right, I was hesitant to talk about this. I don't want people to mess with it or anything, but I have to tell you, I'm selling my car, and I've been selling my car online, and I've had it up there for a couple of weeks now, and only getting a little interest the last 24, 48 hours. And so, look at him. Look at him. Stop it.
I know.
Stop. Are you going in there? Are you looking?
No,
are you searching?
I have a car. I have a car article that is relevant to this story that you did not know I had.
Is it going to scare me?
It's going to hurt you.
Oh, why is it going to hurt me?
Well, first tell your story, and then I'll tell my story.
Well, my story's quite simple.
Build your tower so he can knock it down.
I put the car. I wanted to. What's your story?
No, you got to tell yours, Mike.
I have my Go Fast car that I bought on a whim that I didn't pay attention
to. Midlife crisis. Wait, Mike, bought you a present. You had to buy a present for yourself.
I bought a present
for
myself.
You turned 60.
Upside down, like I was hanging by my heels, rolled my Subaru into the price of this car, paying way too much a month for this ridiculously fast car that I have. And by, you know, after a while, you get the satisfaction out of it. And then I'm like, okay, I got 5,000 miles on this car. We don't need it.
And it doesn't help the fact that nobody's going anywhere and nobody's doing anything.
But at the same time, you know, I take it occasionally, but I don't need it anyway. And that was before COVID. This was decided.
You switch out cars less than you switch out wives. So this is a big deal.
You hold on to cars a lot longer than you used to.
I do, and but the Carla loved the Subaru, which was a bare bones Subaru, but I hated it. And when we got down here, we had two little SUVs, and one of them was the car that I would drive around in, and I didn't like that car. I didn't like the four-cylinder lawnmower engine, and I went all the way. One day on a Saturday, I was feeling frisky and went out to look at this. I've been looking at this Dodge Challenger. I've had one before. I like the car. Jimmy's got one, too. We're Challenger people. We like them. And I went out, and I pulled the trigger, and I didn't think real clearly, and I didn't get screwed on the price of the car, but the rolling over the Subaru that I still owed a lot of money on, and I still am upside down like you wouldn't believe in this, and in order to sell it, I'm going to have to come up with some moolah.
Going into it a little eager. You can never go into a car.
Yeah.
You can't go into it eager.
Well, it's that kind of car, though. It's fast. It's got a big engine, and it makes noise, and it's exciting. And there's web. So I put it on a website. Right. And now, why are you laughing? Are you laughing at the car or that I put it on a website?
No, it's just, it's misogynistic, and it's not right for 2020. But the way you described your love affair with your Challenger is the same way that we would, when we were in our 20s, would describe like this really beautiful hot girl that we knew was trouble. And we said, you know what? I knew it was going to be a handful. I knew that she wanted a lot of attention, but I just can't handle it. Time to go.
Yeah, you go into a dealership.
Both times you're upside down.
You go into the dealership in a car like this, and it's like you're being... How do I say this delicately? I wish it was the bonus show.
Seduced.
You're being raped.
Seduced is probably
you're being AF'd.
Oh.
Like in prison. And you walk
not
in
the fun
and you're
kind.
Not the fun kind. And while it's happening, you're going, thank you. Oh, you're great. Thank you. What a nice day. This is great.
You don't say there's a waiting list. I can pay a premium to get ahead. Yeah, all
that's right.
And by the way, these cars are you know, like most American cars. There's a slight depreciation, you know.
But that only starts, Mike, when you put the key in the ignition.
There's the depreciation when it... Yeah. What's another sound that would describe the depreciation? That's the sound that comes through the dashboard. Is that loud enough? Are you hearing this?
Oh, yeah. We hear that. Oh, yeah. Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
All right. Very good. So anyway, but it was a long thought out process. I have no emotional attachment to the automobile.
How many miles on the car?
5,350, something like
that. Okay, so 5,350. Mm-hmm. What year is the car?
Why? Why are you asking me these
questions? Well, I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
Sure he is.
You know, 2019.
Okay, 2019. It's a desired color. White is a desired color these days.
Right, yep.
Does it have the big engine or the small
engine? Big engine.
Big engine, all right. Wide tires, low profile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Satellite radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got the full package is what you're telling me.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, what do you got?
This is actually funny you should ask. Because of the lack of rideshare vehicles now in the city, it's become even more evident in my life that I can't have it doesn't make sense to have one car, be a one car family anymore for the Santanas. And with some
because
of the,
everybody is ride sharing now, so there's less availability. Is that what you're saying?
Nobody's ride sharing unless like it's limited, right? And with the current pandemic, don't want to really jump in a car that's being shared by 20 other people coming from the airport.
I get it.
And now we're not going to pull the trigger on anything new, but you start looking because these dealerships are offering these zero APR for 80 months, 84 months, for brand new cars.
Yeah.
And we'll deliver them.
And
which I was
your
told
house.
By at another dealership. They told me that.
Yes.
That why would anybody buy yours when they can get a new one? You know, but I mean, mine is special.
Okay. So yours is special. And then
did you sign it?
And by the way, those 84 month leases.
I'll sign it.
They're not, depending on where you're at in life, depending on if you can afford it. In the long run, by the time you get into your 60th month of that lease, and this is an article I read, you might be upside down on that vehicle. You might be making a payment on something that is worth less than it than you're paying.
Precisely.
So that,
and how many American cars even last 80 months?
Oh, stop it. They're much,
and
they're
you're
much
over
nicer.
The mileage.
Yeah, they're
you're
much, over exactly. the they're much nicer right. than they're built much, I guess, with more quality than they used to be.
I agree.
So Mike's car is a viable option. It's a brand new model. It's a late model. It's a solid car. The problem is, as Rob said earlier, is there is now... So there are so many used cars for sale now for different reasons. One, because nobody saw this pandemic coming from the dealership side.
Right.
People that are had a third car or a second car going to a one car family because they don't have to commute to work anymore have put their cars online, so they're for sale.
Yeah.
So there is a glut of used cars on the market as
to
we
be
speak.
Fair, Crystal Coons predicted the COVID thing last November.
Now, the upside is
Coons is a dealership in the DC area.
I just narrow casting a little
Local.
Bit.
Your new nickname, Mr. Local.
Yeah, but there's about eight people that thought that was very funny.
The upside is that if you're in the market for a vehicle, you could get a great deal. And if you've got an older vehicle, there are some that are saying that, do you remember in 2008, 2009, was it the clunkers, cash for clunkers or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you could take your old car in and they give you a tax credit so you get a newer
sure.
car.
Right.
That might be coming around the corner. So your window, your reentry window or sales window is closing. Because once that happens, then everybody's going new. They're not going used.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, Mike, here's something key. Don't fill up the gas tank. Because one time when one of the Caprices we sold, I believe, to a horrible clip joint known as CarMax, they gave us $200 for a car that Carrie had just put $70 worth of gas into. So really, our net was $130. So keep it down towards E, okay?
I get that. Just a tip, yeah.
So you hate it that much that it's over.
Done?
Oh, no. It's not that I hate it. It's that I'm just being practical. We're trying to reduce debt.
Sure.
That's what we're trying to do. That is the key to the kingdom.
Smart.
Everybody,
that's why
Oscar, more than anybody, you know our financial situation here. We're trying to do that. And so I have received two offers. With a third inquiry on the vehicle.
Are they lowball, like ball-busting lowball?
No. The one was. The other one was not, but I've bottomed out. I'm not going to.
My price on the car is firm. Was the first offer the one that was very low? Because I imagine there are people that troll those sites. They just like try to.
But
totally
all of the offers beat the trade-in value for the car.
Always, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. I've got that. And in the last 24 hours, two of the offers have come in. I'm not sure why. It's been sitting there for a while. Hmm. But that's what's happened. And I do believe that some of the bells and whistles on this particular vehicle are not commonplace based on my searches.
So that's good
for the car.
Fuzzy dice.
I'm just talking about
knob on the steering wheel.
The package that I have with this particular car. It looks good.
Did you say celebrity owned?
No, I haven't said that.
What about putting Carla in the pics? Always gets people.
I was thinking about that, but then again, when you consider some of the people that have been put in the trunks of their own cars and driven to a hole in the desert and dumped, that might not be the best. The best route to go.
Mike, but, there are a lot of holes in the desert.
And I know there are the Curious Georges already that want to know where the car is, but I'd rather not do that here.
You don't have to do that, Mike. You don't have to do that.
That's not what
I think it's
do.
Actually absolutely the one thing that's holding me back from, and the only reason I looked was with that 0% APR, like 84 months, where you're like, how does this work?
You can't do 84 because you love cars too much. And
I don't have a car. I haven't had a car for 2 years, right?
But you love cars so much, you'll tire.
I'll tire of that car. I would tire of that car.
You've gotten your dream car twice since I've known you, and both times you've tired of it.
Well, because of the debt. That payment a month is so, you're talking about AF. Oh, my God.
And thank God you didn't you didn't pull the trigger on that yellow car that was full of sand.
Well, the Armenians, they were trying to take me.
I know.
You know
what?
Leasing is, it's like you're committing to something you shouldn't commit to. That's the way I always look at it. A lease, because the lease is, no matter how you slice it, you might not think this when you get this car, but inevitably you're cruising around, you're in the second year or the third year, and you just say to yourself, I really thought I'd love you more than I do, and I don't love you as much, and you're locked in.
Yeah.
You know, it's and that's the thing. My sister's got a great personality for a lease.
Yep.
Practical, she gets the same car, rolls it over into the same car. We have people we know, that used to lease cars and roll it into the same car all the time. I'm a car. If you're a car guy, that's frustrating because something comes along or you see something and you go crazy. That's it. This car is for a car person. Okay. This car, that's a car is for guy's a car. Car. It it's a car guy's car. Yeah. 1,000. And it is cherry.
It
as
is
they
not
say
a car for
business.
Someone. It's not a car for someone who drives the same amount of miles every week.
Also, low mileage. Blown away.
Very low. Very low. Yeah. Well, I'm down here. Where am I going? That's it.
Gently used. Yes.
Yeah. So the guy that contacted me with the car said, interested in your car. Maybe we can get a test drive. And then he said, tiny little chipmunk sitting on the ranch eating sunflower seeds on your father's ranch.
And if you're interested in Mike's car, sea. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner that says T-shirt.
You got to show right up there. In a mask and gloves.
Yeah, I know.
For the old test drive.
We haven't gotten there yet because he's still kind of working things out. And you know, if you're interested in the car, dial 1-800-MURDER.
Murder most foul.
Good luck, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get rid
keep
of
you
it
posted.
Quick.
Do you have any insights? I almost called you last night when the first real offer came in, and it was kind of almost meeting time. But then he
what
had to
color
delay
is the interior?
Bit. Huh?
What color is the interior?
The interior is kind of a gray-black interior.
Nice. Okay, ooh. That's a good combo. I like that.
Nice. Yes.
You know what it is? It's good.
It's good. It's good. Goddamn nice interior. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right here. Don't you dare leave. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Extension cords. They're for sissies. Sweet or salty. I kiss both ways. I'm the only one who likes to wear goggles. My left pinky is useless. Justin Bieber. Hang in there, boy. Betty White has more upper body strength than most men. Seattle's a hell of a town. That Space Needle. Oh, whoa, boy. You don't hear much about the shoehorn anymore. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Target, boy, or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeOMaraShow.com. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good. It's unbeatable.
When I was
thank you, Larry.
Mixing those last night, Julia came downstairs and said, hey, those are funny.
Said, well,
what do you think
whole
I'm
idea,
doing?
Julia,
yeah,
thank
come
you.
On.
Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We all shop online a lot, especially yes. now. But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. Honey is the, now I'm not talking about like pouring honey into your computer. I'm talking about Honey, the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Walmart or Target.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you check out, this little box drops down, and all you have to do is click the apply coupons little square. Honey will scan for every promo code on the internet and watch the prices drop. I have been shopping a lot lately, and when my Honey savings show up, it's like a magical, unexpected gift. It's really terrific. It's like free money, Honey. Who doesn't love that, Honey? Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and has found its over 18 million members over $2 billion, Mr. Powers, in savings. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an impromptu Oscars take. Not the one with all the music and stuff like that, but I want to get
Oscar's take on the
world because he's got some very strong thoughts about things, and it's important to get that out to our listening audience, Oscar Santana.
As of, I would say, roughly 1:30 yesterday when we wrapped up our program and everything was said and done, it was uploaded to the show, I stepped out to the city here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and one thing was very clear. It felt like from yesterday to, I mean, the day before to yesterday, that there are more cars on the road. And I know that we're, like our mayor, our wonderful mayor said, May 15th, everything opens back up.
Bowser.
I saw a lot of Maryland tags, a lot of Virginia tags, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Right.
I got to tell you, Mike, that for some reason, and maybe it's just me, seeing people with gloves and masks, and I know people ask, well, why are they wearing their masks while they're driving their car? Maybe it's just something that they want to do. Who the F cares? It makes me feel better knowing that there are more people out there, but they're taking the precautions we've asked. I went into CVS. I saw people, everybody was wearing their masks and their gloves. One lady had a visor on, like a protective visor. She looked like something out of the space, one of those space shows. And I said,
like a plastic facial cover?
Yeah. If we could do that, no big deal. No right? big deal. Like really, really something that's absolutely possible. But I don't know. I really don't know how I feel overall about like what that looks like or how that would make everyone else feel. I can just tell you that's the first time I've ever had that context where you've had a city that's been on lockdown, barely any cars driving around whatsoever.
Do you feel anxiety when you walk outside?
No, I felt happy. I felt happy that it would have been different if everybody was just living their lives without any gloves, any masks or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
you know, do you think though? I mean, and by the way, this is the music that plays when Oscar walks out.
Exactly.
You know, when he's seeing the people getting out of their homes, they're coming out, and this is the music.
Is this Oscar singing?
Yeah, this is Oscar. This is just picture Oscar walking out of Podcast Village.
On Wisconsin
Avenue.
He's
walking back down on Wisconsin Avenue. Just, you know, walking downhill to his little tiny place. And this is Oscar's. This is his city song. Just enough, Oscar.
I never, ever thought I'd want to see. I'm telling you. I would say at least 33% more activity in the city from one day to another.
Right.
And I got to give a big thank you to Ralph Rice, who brought me a big stack of what I would say is like a care package of fajitas that were cooked.
Oh, what a good guy.
Like, what a nice guy out of the blue. He said, are you around? I said, absolutely. He goes, I'm swinging through. He had his mask on. He was just dropping off meals to friends just with his son.
What a
like,
good guy. I mean, man, he's just a giver. Always, always has been. It's his chip. He's got that. Do you feel as though our impatience could perhaps be our problem, though, and I don't want to say undoing because that's too dramatic, but I'm saying could our lack of patience as Americans, you know, I saw a guy interviewed on the beach here in Florida, and his answer was, hey, got to come out sometime, without any knowledge.
That is different. If you're just on the beach, you know, trying to
he was on the beach with his cooler,
sunbathing,
sitting down,
enjoying your day,
just hanging out. It was probably just his family, I don't know, but I get worried that
that's different than what I felt like people were going with purpose to do something.
Well,
their stores aren't open, the grocery stores are open, they're either going to their office to pick something up or doing something. It just felt like I didn't see one person, Mike, in their vehicles without a mask around their neck or gloves on their hands driving.
That's a good
having
thing.
It at the ready. That's good.
Yes.
Blown away. That's two different stories being told.
Yes.
You have the people that are prepared, that are probably doing stuff that is necessary for them to get their lives done. And that's a different story than going to the beach because, quote, got to go out sometime.
You're right. They're at two ends of the spectrum. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you would have asked me a week ago, Oscar, if you saw a third more people on the streets of D.C. with masks and gloves, how would you feel? At that point, a week ago this time, I'd be like, it's too soon. Right. Yesterday, I was shocked to feel differently.
And did your optimism come from the overall numbers increasing as far as people you're seeing or the people that were actually wearing the masks?
The people that were wearing the masks.
Yeah, you felt people that are like with a new normal, which I think is very cool. I think we need more guidance when it comes to these masks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little frustrated with that. You know, when you see, like, for example, canvas, denim, good to make a mask out of that.
Sheer
cotton,
panties.
Not necessarily, right? I mean, that's what I've read, the particles,
I mean, when you see someone wearing a mask,
this
you feel better.
That's a good
this
one, probably.
This is two-ply.
Trips is good. Is that a two-plier?
This is like a three-plier. Look, listen to my voice. You can barely get one, and then you get all clear. Right. It's crazy.
That's neat. Yep. I like that. I've got.
When you see people wearing masks, you feel better, and when you wear Trips mask, you feel better.
This is like
this is like a, your face.
This is like a dental dam.
God. That may be the first time that phrase has been said in over 10 years of this podcast.
Oh, my God. But here's the way I look at it. I look at it right now, and pardon me for my rave out yesterday.
Mike, I saw some very positive reactions to your rave out.
Yeah, and they're very negative reactions, too. I didn't even listen to the rest of the show.
Well, it's kind of...
I didn't... I want them to talk about farts.
F you sideways, people. If the president of the United States is upset that Harvard took money, you should be upset as well.
Yes.
So where I am is, I think like 1 or 2 weeks in some cases, right? Might be more prudent to wait before we open stuff. That's what I'm talking about. And then I saw the diagram. That's all I needed. You know, Danny Doom over here needed the diagram to show how it would go. In a restaurant, say in Georgia, opening Friday.
Well, I think Georgia has a problem.
I think Georgia, and they showed the table with one person being infected, and with an hour's time in a restaurant, how it would spread to other people. And it's mind-numbing. It's scary.
But
I also know that, and by the way, I talked to some of the Cocoonville people yesterday, and I have to stop doing that. Because why am I the point guy for this? Why am I the snowflake? Why am I the guy that always has to do it? Because I have a big mouth, and I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I don't believe in being quiet you wouldn't believe it. I mean, there's still some people that say things that come out of people's mouths about this being manufactured. How do you manufacture? Yeah, the Democrats manufactured a virus so that we could bring President Trump down.
I'm sure.
Fine. Yeah. That kind of mind. I said, I can't tell you anything and you can't tell me anything. It's not going to work. We should stop talking.
The Russian disinformation campaign.
It's stunning when you hear what people say. And it's why yesterday at the beginning of the show, I was in a dark place. And why right till the end of my evening last night and late, right before midnight. And I was up and I was watching all sorts of stuff. But when I'm in a dark place, I go to dark video on YouTube and I'm watching lizards eating rats again. And when I go to lizards eating rats. When I go to a rat, a monitor lizard with a live feeding, you know that I am in a very dark place. I don't know why I go there. It's not really. If I was younger,
does it help?
No. Well, I woke up feeling pretty well rested today, Rob. To be honest with you, but I mean, I'll tell you, if I'm 13 years old and you know, my mom, God rest her soul, on her 100th birthday comes in and there's YouTube back then, which there wasn't, and sees me watching rats being killed by monitor lizards, she's taking me to the local psychiatric facility because she's thinking she's raising a little Jeffrey Dahmer.
Therapy.
Is that really, what happened really when weird. She found your Super 8 movies of lizards eating rabbits?
Yes, absolutely. Man, oh man, it's one. One thing. Hey, look, a snake will hit a poisonous snake will hit a rat or a mouse. And, you know, then in about 2 minutes, they're like,
it's done.
It's over. Oh, not the lizard. Lizards are much worse death.
No.
Yeah. Because they're basically eating the creature alive.
God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great video. We got to take a break. And
that's great video.
That's great video. We'll come back with more fun at more places. Lizards Eating Rats might be the title of the show. We'll be back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, my friend.
Ruth Langmore here.
Hi, Ruth.
The first one to call me Curly Sue gets it right in the nuts. There's a bonus show. Buy it. There's a shopping banner. Use it. There's a happy hour on Fridays. Bring snacks.
Friday.
I like the French toast sticks.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you, Ruth.
Rudy.
That, you know what? It can be this. That just disjointed. I love it. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lightstream. Times are tough. You got to wonder, are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Probably so, if you haven't looked at it. Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan and do it from Lightstream. So easy to use. Check out their website. It's easy. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. Get a rate as low as 5.95% with auto pay. So much lower than the national average. This is the average credit card rate. It's over 19%. You want to do this experiment, get your credit card bill.
Yes.
Take a look on every credit card bill. They've got the percentage you are paying, and it might make your jaw hit the floor. And if you're carrying a large balance, that's even more significant. There are absolutely no fees. The application is quick and easy, 100% online. They've done it. This is how they do their business. It's easy for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Check out this actual Lightstream testimonial. I heard about Lightstream on a podcast and was able to look on the website and get clear information. The application process was quick and easy. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. And now I attempt the disclaimer as fast as I can. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay, discount terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Yeah!
All right! Hell yeah.
Yeah, boy. Buy this man's car. It's good.
I have a question once again for lots of questions for you boys, but
yeah.
This is for the entire listening audience.
Okay.
Does anyone own a cell phone that they love? Would anyone have a phone right now that they go, man, this is great? Or do we all just have them and we deal with them and we only complain? I am so sick of my phone messing up, all right? Butt dialing my wife 11 times, not locking when I want it to lock, not ringing when I want it to ring. I'm very frustrated. My question is, does anybody love? Have you ever had a phone that you went, oh my God, I love this? I never remember owning a phone that I said, oh
you
my
know what?
God, I
love
this.
I can tell you one phone I loved. I had a blue Samsung phone that opened up, I guess what we call it, a flip phone. Yeah. And this is probably 10 years ago. It had a serviceable camera. I didn't text then. I just called people. It had an amazing battery life. I loved it until I slipped on the ice and fell on it and broke it. Back pocket. And so it was one of those ones where you see your feet silhouetted against the moon because you really, really go out. And so that thing was toast. And then I upgraded to something I didn't like as much and something I didn't like as much. And I guess we've all sort of just accepted the iPhone, right? Because that's what we have.
I love my camera in my iPhone. I love it.
It's a great camera, sure.
But the phone functionality is just troublesome for me with volume controls and with all the stuff that I'm supposed to. Is it the volume on the streaming video you're watching? It does so many things that I just wish it was a little clearer to understand. You know what I could use? I could use a phone consultant to actually get me the settings that I want. You know what I mean?
I think you're talking to one if you have the time, depending on when
you
want to do it.
I'm not that good, Oscar, but you're very kind to say so.
I could definitely help you. Mike, the Motorola Razr was the last phone.
That was a great phone.
That was nice, thin profile. This is prior to being a smartphone. If you cared to text, you could actually hit all the buttons to get the right letters. You could be fast at that. That was impressive.
You have to hit the 3-4 times to get an E.
The Razr is a second to, and I love talking tech, it was the T-Mobile Sidekick. And the T-Mobile Sidekick, a little known fact, started as just something called the Danger phone, D-A-N-G-E-R, where it was black and white. And
How do you spell danger?
D-A-N-G-E-R. Thank you.
Okay, got it.
But if you're looking at home to buy one in black and white, maybe a throwback. But the Sidekick, before the iPhone came out, was the preeminent flip-up, full keyboard,
yep,
better than a BlackBerry, fantastic, had everything. I loved it.
And also,
it's what radio management Ray referred to me as for about 15 years.
Shouldn't battery life be longer by now, too?
Depends on how you run it. If you're always watching videos and you're not on Wi-Fi and you've got all these apps running in the background, it's going to destroy your battery, whether you have a new phone or you have an old phone.
I don't do that. And I even keep my brightness down. In real life and on my phone.
Have you tried dark mode? Dark mode will save your battery life at least by a third to 50%. Yeah,
and it also gives you direct connection to those lizard videos.
Dark mode takes.
I got to get rid of some apps.
What do you have on your phone right now that you think that you'll never touch again?
All right, is texture still an advertiser?
No, it's owned by Apple
gone.
Now.
Gone.
Yeah. All right. And delete that. You're good to go.
Delete. Mm-hmm. All right. Delete. Map my ride. I use that. I map my ride.
Do you really ride that much? To be honest with yourself.
Yeah, you're getting rid of your car.
Okay, right. Yeah. Let's see. The Weather Channel, I go to it. I did it. I do it every
right.
time.
All right.
Ring, I go to that.
Yeah,
that yep. Skype.
Yeah.
On my phone.
You need that?
Skype. Yeah.
Just in case. Just in case.
JetBlue.
Well, you're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Air travel seems to have
that's gone. That's gone.
Go. Back right. seat. All right. Back burner that.
Pages. What's Pages?
For presentations, you can delete that if they allow you. Might be baked in.
Nope.
Actually, Mike, it helps you contact all the interns on Capitol Hill.
Oh, I got this one a long time ago. Measure. That's I think it's like
a ruler app.
It's cool.
It's a phallic
it's
measure.
It's too cool. I'm not going to get rid of it. I'm not going to get rid of it.
Measure.
I like it too much.
What are you measuring?
You know.
Same as yesterday.
Oh, we're not revealing that fact. iTunes U. What is iTunes U?
iTunes University. You should keep that for Michael.
No.
What is it?
You can free classes.
Oh, okay. No.
Gmail, need that. Apple Store. Yes. I never go to the Apple Store.
That's where you get all your apps, probably.
Yeah.
Or is
no,
that the
I get
app
my
store?
Apps from the App Store.
Oh, you can.
This is Apple Store.
You're going to want that, Mike, in this touchless world. You can actually buy and pick up. Once they all
Apple
open up
support?
Again.
Apple support? Do I need to keep that on there? Apple support?
No, you can delete that.
No.
USGA, that's the handicap number I need.
Okay, you need
it.
Your golf one.
Let's check your parking pass.
I'll give you my most recent handicap right now. I haven't played in a long time. Let me see what it is. Come on. Mike O'Mara, 9.7. Not too shabby. 9.7 USGA.
If you don't continually update that, will it stay at 9.7 or does
probably.
It? Probably. Oh, that's good. Then you should never golf.
I believe it will.
Never golf again.
American Express, Uber, I've used that one.
Yeah.
Find My.
Oh,
you need that.
You need that, yeah. You lose it all the time.
Oh, this is boring. I'm not going to do this.
But can I give you a pro tip? Just overall pro tip.
A pro tip?
Yes, I'd love a pro tip. In your general settings, once you go to your apps.
Everybody go to your general
settings.
You
don't have to do that right now, but when you have time, make sure your apps are not tracking your location. That is the number one deal when you're not using the app. If it's not open, if it's always allow, that means it's going to be on all the time, making sure where you are.
Would you make some
phone.
Time for me sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours where we can actually chat and do this? Because I think maybe that has a problem. You know,
it's going to be hard to do, though, Oscar, because he just deleted FaceTime.
That's it. Yeah. Let me see your screen, Mike. Can't do that.
App Store, Apple TV, music, health, home, news, books.
I'll help you offline. I think
iTunes
this is
Store,
a
compass, we'll take, clock, productivity, balls. No, I don't.
Come to the
balls.
Good.
We can do this late afternoon if it sounds good to you, Mike.
Yeah, where am I going? All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun. I hate my phone. That's it. That's all I wanted. You know, not much to talk about.
Well, you
on
calling
these shows,
people.
Yeah.
All
I'm
the
always
time
calling
by
people
accident.
When I'm not wanting. Yeah, and one of these, that's going to bite me in the ass. Literally. Ah. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans.
There he is.
We are one people, and no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona, whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean, we all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me, though, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Thank you, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The seven seas, seven continents, seven dwarves, seven deadly sins, seven brides for seven brothers, 7 days a week, seven up, seven and the Ragged Tiger. That's a great Duran Duran album.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's the time for a TMOS cocktail party. Yes, you heard right. It's a nifty time shifty for our West Coast friends. So if you felt ill at ease, tilting one back at 1 p.m., have no fear, my California cronies. This week, we all drink at 7 p.m. Eastern at a respectable 4 p.m. in the West. And 9 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. Yeah, let's get an Australian call. See you at the Opera House, Mike.
Crikey! There we go, Mike.
And the best part about it, immediately following the show, the bonus show rolls. Anyone can watch the bonus video stream live. This means you, by the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please get the bonus show. We got 500 commercial-free episodes sitting there waiting for you. Good stuff at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on bonus shows. It's good.
Good.
Yep, good. Now be a great time to subscribe. It's your passport to the Assport. Copyright 2020 TMOS, the TMOS bonus show. It's got more laughs than Brad Pitt. It's got more laughs than the Brad Pitt film 7.
Detective?
Oh. Kevin Spacey scared me in that.
News.
Good.
Good.
News.
Good, good, good. Few people's stars have risen higher during the pandemic than those of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his brother, CNN host Chris Cuomo. In fact, their raw sexuality has led to a whole new sexual orientation.
Hey.
Cuomo-sexuals.
Oh.
Oh, I'm in.
In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Chris's wife, Christina, said, quote, "I had someone sending me a sweater that says that and then a hat. We should get some masks made, right?" Chris isn't single, of course. They've been talking about his wife, who was positive for coronavirus, too. He's not single, but Andrew is. And Christina has been getting a lot of calls from ladies who are interested in her brother-in-law. She says, quote, "I've put together a wait list of women who want to go out with him, which is so cute." Yeah, well, he's done a good job. And so I think a lot of people respond to his leadership a little bit.
Mm. You know? He's single?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He just split from his longtime girlfriend who was on the Food Network. She made the Almost Homemade. She was the Almost Homemade
lady. Oh, my God. Oh, that lady? Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were a power couple in New York for a long time. Okay. Hey, Tampa fans, Buccaneer fans, Rob Gronkowski is coming out of retirement to join Tom Brady. Listen, I know you think that the Patriots are the evil empire that have this wonderful ability to unload the people, but I think this is going to be a good tandem. I really do. He's going to the Bucs. He still had a year left on his contract with the Patriots, so they had to trade him for a fourth-round draft pick. Gronk retired last year after 9 seasons. I think it's going to work. I think it's going to be okay, and I think he's a great tight end. We'll see what happens.
Can your allegiance switch to Tampa? Now that
No. I'm waiting for the Giants to muddle through their draft and pick an offensive lineman. That's what
this is the year for the Giants, I hear.
Yeah, we'll see about that. If you don't have any plans this weekend, and let's face it, where are you going? Warner Music is putting on a virtual music festival that you might want to check out. And by the way, these stories I only share with you because late in the game they mention the list of artists, and I usually mess that up. So let's see if that works today. This is called the Play On Fest, and it's not live. So we're not talking about artists sitting in their living rooms. And that's cool because while it's nice of them and all, it's time to enjoy some music that really kicks. The festival will be made up of archival film with archival live footage by more than 65 acts, including, here are the names, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Panic at the Disco, Cardi B, Green Day, Coldplay, The Flaming Lips, Korn, and a Boogie Wit Dat. Here we go. And a boogie with da hoodie. A boogie with a hoodie. A boogie with da hoodie.
That's good.
Here's some more. Just bear with me.
All right.
Roddy Rich. It's Roddy Rich. R-I-C-C-H. Roddy Rich. I don't know.
I've not heard.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Sure.
Lil Uzi.
Paramore. Death Cab for Cutie. 21 Pilots. Weezer.
Yes. Weezer still around.
David Guetta, Charlie Puth, and Wiz Khalifa.
You got that. You got it. Yeah. You're good.
Thank you. It'll air Friday through Sunday I'll be there. It'll land Friday through Sunday from noon to midnight Eastern each day. You can check it out at playonfest.com. So I saw
Wiz Khalifa in concert. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black
That's
and yellow.
That's right.
Yeah. He opened for Fall Out Boy. It was very loud.
I saw Wyclef Jean at the Maxim magazine party back at the Super Bowl a million years ago in Tampa, the aforementioned Tampa.
Was he good? Oh,
cool. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. You know. And by the way, I was walking up to supermodels from Maxim magazine and using this line. You probably don't remember me.
anyway,
so great.
I remember that.
Today is Earth Day. Thanks for supporting Earth Day. And with the way your routine has changed over the past month, has it made you appreciate nature more than before? Has it? According to a new survey, 38% of people say yes, the quarantine has made them more appreciative of nature. I will be honest with you, I'm more appreciative of the weather when I go outside.
Oh, there's certainly less smog.
I just react to changes in the temperature and the weather down here more than I did before, and I appreciate where I live in beautiful Southwest Florida, soon to be open. Great. 6% of people say it's made them appreciate nature less. The rest say they don't appreciate nature any more or less. Those are the people I go,
just bitter.
Okay. Yeah, they're all at the beach because they got to go out sometime.
Or they're not sure if they do. That was the guy's answer.
You got to go out sometime.
Mike, actually, it's the, thank you for celebrating Earth Day. It's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. I have for you, this is Walter Cronkite 50 years ago today, 1970, announcing the first Earth Day. And it's weird to think that a half century has passed.
A unique day in American history, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
Isn't it amazing? Wow. That's him not even trying.
Man.
You know, I could do a segment on it. Tell you about announcers and what they want from announcers now. And it's so sad what they want because.
Can we talk about it tomorrow? Because
Yeah, that's a good thing to talk about. Yeah. When you hear Walter Cronkite and you hear that. I mean, God, it still makes me sit there.
Yeah. I know.
All right, quick hits for coronavirus right now. Here we go. Germany's canceled Oktoberfest. The Scripps National Spelling Bee has also been canceled. A dog expert says your dogs are getting so used to being around you all the time that they could suffer from, quote, extreme separation anxiety when this is over. Well, that's great. More Tootsie Rolls in my house. That's great to know. A runner in Massachusetts wanted to send a positive message, so she ran her own 26.2-mile marathon that spelled out Boston Strong on the map on her running track app.
That's kind of cool.
That's
neat. I like that. New Hampshire fire officials have told people not to microwave their face masks to try to sterilize them because it can cause a fire. Hello.
Yeah, you know that wire that's in them? That's metal, dude.
An emergency room doctor in Texas is self-isolating from his family by living in his kid's treehouse. I like that little story. And people are starting to book flights again. Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are, because you want to make sure that it's not over yet. And if you really want to spike it and send it all over the country, get on airplanes. This is the stuff that makes me crazy. Oh, by the way, and this is both my issues in one story. So people are starting to book flights again, because why not? And flight prices are right back up again. After all, the airlines just got bailed out. And no strings attached. So that's really, there's no incentive for them to bring a change to their business model after all. So it's good. Both, you're screwed one way, you're screwed the other.
Well, that makes sense because gasoline is so expensive right now. They probably are getting hurt on fuel. Sure.
Yeah, they're really getting it. And that, exactly what I said yesterday. That's a little bit of both right there. People being duh and the big man, you know, the man sticking it to you.
Mike, let's invent a new word. Greed duh.
Greed duh. On Saturday night, the police in Huntsburg Township, Ohio, this is a little something something for you.
Yeah.
Busted up a big Amish barn party for violating the state's stay-at-home order. The county sheriff says, quote, when we got there, there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, and he had to be transported by ambulance. People at the party were hit with various charges, including underage drinking, disorderly conduct, violating the stay-at-home order that we all have to live by. The nice thing is that they were all wearing masks, but they were made of wood. I don't know why I turned that into wooden shoes.
They're great craftsmen, Mike.
Yes, they are. Yeah, contoured to the face. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you you ready to unwind after a long week of camping out on the couch or slaying the dragon from the dining room? Relief is here. Fill your favorite wine glass to the rim and join us for a cocktail party. But just not any cocktail party. It's a Carlo O'Mara cocktail party.
Oh. Hang on there. I thought this was a Mike O'Mara cocktail party.
Don't kid yourself. Carla's got a bigger glass. Anywho, it's this Friday at 7 p.m. That's 4 o'clock for the cool kids on the left coast. This one's for the O'Mara chicks, so get on the Facebook and laugh with us this Friday with a live taping of CMOS and the bonus show immediately afterwards. It's your passport to the Sassport. Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah. She's good. She's Kay. Very talented. She's that is really
Kaylee Harner.
Jim, what Kaylee Harner? That's wonderful. Kaylee, Jim Amato.
K-A-L-E-Y.
Kaylee. All right, yes. Kaylee. Nice job. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best gear of the year. The official TMOS logo merchandise. Time to get your t-shirt or your hoodie. We're both love seeing the pictures every day.
Yes.
We normally take this time to recognize the proud TMOS torchbearers with the TMOS t-shirt roll call, but today something different. What about the mysterious t-shirt lady of Burke, Virginia? As luck would have it, TMOS listener Chris Chagnon recently was at his local Giant food store and saw a lady in the peanut butter aisle.
Oh.
And she was wearing a TMOS logo t-shirt. He called out, "Nice t-shirt," but she did not acknowledge him. Probably because he was wearing a mask. So it was unclear who said it, and also a little bit creepy. Still and all, who is this mysterious grocery vixen of Burke? Or I could do the, who's the guy from NBC that we like?
Keith Morrison.
Still and all, who is this mysterious grocery vixen of Burke? We beseech thee, identify yourself. What kind of peanut butter did you buy? And how much? The TMOS t-shirts and hoodies. They're arriving every day. And they allow you to be recognized by fellow P1s everywhere. If you haven't ordered yet, what are you waiting for? They're ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. TMOS merchandise brought to you by Giant. Quality. So you're doing this again?
Yes.
Quality selection and savings every day. And sponsors of It's... I did that before I even read the executive.
I know.
And sponsors of It's Academic since 1961. That's my Giant. There it is. Mac McGarry up there celebrating my mother's 100th birthday.
Oh, you're the best.
Mac
Giant.
McGarry. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, April 22nd, birthday. 100th birthday of Mary Elizabeth O'Mara, my mamo. Miss you every day. Rob Spiewak, I know.
Remember
that
this tool?
That is the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. There he is, that Poindexter needle dick. There he is.
Remember, he shares the name of a sportscaster. His name is Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick,
yes.
And you know what? Again, like eczema, he quieted down for a little while, but he flared up yesterday.
Oh, no, not again. Really?
Yeah, Mike, did you know that in the effort to open Texas back up, there are more important things than living.
In Texas, we have 29 million people. We've lost 495, and every life is valuable. But 500 people out of 29 million, and we're locked down, and we're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing this country. There are more important things than living, and that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren and saving this country for all of us. And I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But man, we got to take some risk and get back in the game and get this country back up and running.
No one wants to die. No one wants him to die, certainly.
Listen to the quote.
Yeah. There are more important things than living. Yeah, business.
What an a-hole. Jesus Christ.
Hey, take a bucket of it. Give me a bucket of COVID. Rub it on his face right now.
Anyway,
oh my
I wanted to say to him, howdy.
Oh, what a dick.
All right.
Unbelievable. Wow.
So if you're listening to NPR, they checked in with Tom Hanks, who, as you know, bravely beat COVID along with his wife, Rita Wilson.
God. Yeah.
And he has decided to donate plasma, he and his wife, because they have the COVID antibodies. And
Guess because they're celebrities.
Guess what he's going to call it?
We just found out that we do carry the antibodies. We have not only been approached, we have said, do you want our blood? Can we give plasma? And in fact, we will be giving it now to the places that hope to work on what I would like to call the Hank scene.
Yeah. The Hank scene.
It's hard not to hate him.
But when Rob started this, I think I was in his kitchen about it. I was like, hey, he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, how dare you?
And you know what? I still love his movie catalog. He's a wonderful actor, but shut up. Shut up. Hank scene.
He wears you out. Okay. He wears you out with his ego.
Canary in the coal mine. And then this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shut up. Just do it.
God damn it.
Just do it without, but that's ego. Look, you have to be in the business of show. We all have.
What more does he want?
That would have been okay if he didn't call it a Hank scene. That's where he lost me. If I found out he was donating plasma, that's great.
I'll go one step further. No, because he's talking about donating the plasma, and we have the antibodies. Here's what we're doing.
I guess you're right.
But just do it.
Shut up.
Lean out the window like Brad Pitt and go, yep, weather looks good. Yep. That's funny. All right. Less is more, celebrities. We love your movies. We love your movies. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, all the big celebrities. John Krasinski doing
his home show, really working.
He doesn't need to do that.
No, he doesn't need to.
He's doing what we're doing, okay? This is our job. He's doing it just because he wants to do it and give people a good show. And by the way, that's a beautifully produced television program that he's doing, too.
Yes.
So, anyway, Tom Hanks. God, Hank scene.
Hank scene. Go back to landing a plane on the river. I like that. That's okay. Nice. Be Walt Disney. Everyone likes that. Don't be a Hank scene. Make a typewriter app. That's fun.
Okay.
Trending video yesterday, a daughter asking her dad a question. I think dad's been home a long time.
Okay, Dad, you have two options. A, staying quarantined in the house with mom, or B.
That's a variant on a joke that's been out almost since the beginning.
There was a video
that somebody sent me where it's a young African American gentleman who says you have two choices: staying at home with your wife or B. It was so great, love B all day.
And Mike, amazingly, this is touching everyone, even nerds. They've canceled. For the first time ever, they've canceled Comic-Con.
The comic book world is in mourning this week because Comic-Con has been canceled officially for the first time in its 50-year history. That's the bad news. The good news is if you still want to pack into a building with a bunch of other people wearing masks, you can just go to any Trader Joe's.
And you'll be okay at Trader Joe's if you have the Hank scene. That's your Hank Magic scene. Audio Vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody. Please be careful out there.
Thank you. What did I do? I did something wrong.
Hank scene.
I did something wrong. I really did
Tom
something
Hanks,
wrong.
That jerk.
Hold on.
Joe versus the Volcano. He's Bachelor related. Party. He's These are all great films.
He's related to Mr. Rogers all of a sudden.
All right.
Let me explain what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. What I did in a land long ago, far, far away, is I switched computers. And now my computer that is normally on my right hand, and I'm right hand dominant, is now on my left hand. So my big, fat, slippery fingers hit buttons on my computer that don't work. And so now I'm trying my right hand.
Yes. There we go.
It seems to be working.
Yes.
Just had to reboot my soundboard there, you moron. Hey, there he is. There's that
Mike,
lieutenant
governor.
There
are more important things than soundboards.
God. Is that the white man of America right there? Hi. He's got, and by the way, he's got corn on the cob teeth. Looks like he's had implants. That's it. Don't forget our cocktail party, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Look forward to seeing you there. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long. There he is. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.